me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of SWAT!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout! The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, along with our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're here every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your comments and questions about the value of your sports collectibles, pop culture, political items you might have. We'll try to give you an estimate of what we think your item might go for in an auction. If my voice doesn't sound up to normal this week, it's because it was kind of a white-knuckle drive-in, and I actually didn't even realize it, but I had my recorder on as I was driving in, and here's just one cut from what I sounded like on the drive-in today.
Wow.
So that's my voice is a little bit off. Bill, how's the weather out in the Washington, D.C. area?
Oh, we're probably a little bit behind you guys, maybe a few inches less and a few degrees warmer, but not much.
Yeah, you know? Boy, what a winter it's been so far, I'll tell you.
I think it's heading east, Bill.
Yeah, it is.
I'd be weary of that.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, you
know. That's our New Year's gift to Bill Huggins. Huggins and Scott Auctions, the February 2014 auction starts February 3rd and goes for 10 days, February 3rd to February 13th of 2014. We're actually in a new year, aren't we, 2014? Now, speaking of auctions, I had a special rooting interest in Andrew Luck last night. What a comeback. What a second half. I have his 2012 National Treasures rookie autographed patch card numbered to 99, graded BGS 9, autograph 9 on eBay, ending in about 12 hours. It's at 1,025 right now.
That's a beautiful
card.
Oh, wow.
It's if it's not his best card, it's one of his best cards, that's for sure.
I think I was there when you hit that out of a split we were doing. I think I was involved with that one. It's a nice card.
It's a beauty, and, you know, that sure didn't hurt. What a second half. When he threw that third interception, I turned it on late. We were eating something, my wife and I, and we saw a little bit was on at the restaurant, and it looked like they were getting killed. I'm like, oh, man, that's not good. So I go home. I'm like, I'm going to watch the end of it anyway just to see what's going on. And when he threw that third pick, the look on his face, I told my wife, all it's going to take is, what, three touchdown passes or something? Yep, and then he came through. And T.Y. Hilton, man, what a game he had. Oh, it was something else.
He was as open as the Green Bay Packer wide receiver against the Bears on that last
play. Oh, that was a nice pass, too, though. You know, he threw it. They always talk about in the NFL you have to throw it before the guy actually breaks open. You could see when there were still two guys there, and T.Y. just blew out of that group, and the pass was right there. It was beautiful. Everything looked a little better to me, though, with the Luck card. Check it out. T. Crown Tom is my eBay seller ID. And my Twitter ID is T. Crown Tom. We'll be maybe talking about a picture I put up on Twitter yesterday that a gentleman brought an item in yesterday. I took a picture, put it up on TwitPic. And if he calls in today, we'll talk about the item. But the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. And by the way, we are going to be on for the entire 2014. We're all agreed on the contract, thanks to Vince and ERC Delivery and to Bill Huggins and Huggins and Scott Auctions for being the sponsors. And it looks like we're going to have JSA Autograph Authenticators as another sponsor for the show. So we're on 52 more weeks. You're stuck with us 7 to 8 a.m. Sunday mornings. We're on
May this be the worst of the weather getting down here, though? May it all go up from here, you know?
Yeah, it can't get a whole lot worse, I guess. Tomorrow, what, high of 14 below? At least it wasn't that today. You got to look at the bright side.
That's right.
Giving away, actually, now to one caller, 312-332-3776, another box of Panini Select Football, which is a really nice box, and then a box of Top 75th Anniversary, which has all kinds of pop culture items in it, 3 autographs per box. And Vince, you have those boxes,
yes,
right?
So in my possession.
Whoever wins, you have to email vince@ercdelivery.com, and then Vince will set up a delivery where he'll deliver it right to your house, maybe when the weather warms up a little bit. I think Thursday, it's supposed to be 30. Yeah. That's going to feel like 70. I'm going to go golfing, I think.
Well, if they want it tomorrow, we'll find a way to do it tomorrow, too. That's what we do.
Yeah, all right.
Hey,
very good.
Tom, when people are pulling all these great cards out of your store, you take a little, do you have like a Hall of Fame or a picture display of,
you know, I
like
do
the guy holding the card and when he pulled it and what it was? And
I do have a Hall of Fame. And everybody that's in the T Crown Hall of Fame had signed a baseball. As a matter of fact, a new member, Brett, was added to the Hall of Fame this year. And I give away to Hall of Fame members each month, a prize. I do a prize, for anybody in the Hall of Fame that spends some money during the month. But I take some pictures sometimes. We'll put them up on Twitter, and of some of the really neat items. Like if somebody pulls a LeBron with 16 autographs on it, a one-on-one. I tweeted about that. Yeah, oh. Vince had it on his eBay thing. So, yeah, we do that. It's amazing. You know, we go through a lot of boxes, and it's amazing each week what comes out. Some great stuff.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, too.
Bob from Lincolnwood is on the line. Tell us what you have, Bob.
I got a couple things. I've got the 59 Tops baseball card collection. I got the whole collection, and when I was a little boy, I got a Connie Mack autograph. I just wondered what those might be worth.
Very nice. How nice a shape are the 59 Tops cards?
They're in good condition. I don't know exactly. I've got a bunch of T206s, but I'm not going to tell you about all those. But anyway, I've got it's in good condition.
Bob, you can tell us about a T206 or two. What's your best T206 card?
Well, I got Ty Cobb, I've got the Chrissy Mathewson, I've got Walter Johnson.
Wow.
I got a bunch of those, too, I guess. I collected them in the old days, you know.
Bill Huggins' mouth is watering there.
That's our bread and butter.
Yeah. What do you think about those cards, Bill Huggins?
Well, the 59 set, I mean, depending on condition, is we sell lots of those every year. They're going to get, 1,200 to 1,500 on their worst day, and 3,000 plus on their best day, depending on what they look like.
How's the mantle in the 59 top set? That's a nice card.
I bought the 59 because I'm a White Sox fan.
Bob. I like you more every time you say something.
Just made my day. Thanks, Bob.
Well, good. You guys are both good. Then I'll continue to listen to the show.
Very good, Bob. Vince, don't say anything. Vince is a Cubs fan, but we'll ignore that.
Right.
Well, great stuff, Bob. If you ever think you want to put them in a Huggins and Scott auction or any of your items, you can give them a call at 866-462-2273. Call them during the week and talk to Bill Huggins, and he'll work it out with you.
What about that Connie Mack autograph that I got as a little boy? Is that worth anything?
Yeah, sure. Well, what have those got? Is it on a photo?
It is on an autograph book. I had an autograph
on
one page of an autograph book.
So it's a cut. Yeah, I don't. What do you think, Bill, on a cut?
They're $500 range.
Yeah.
Depending on the strength of the signature.
You have any other guys?
He was a very nice guy, and he was very easy to sign. He has a beautiful, classy looking autograph, too.
Yeah, it is. It took him about 2 minutes to sign. He was about 92 years old, I think, when he signed it. I was like 6, so I remember that.
Do you have any other celebrities in that book, Bob?
I don't know. I got Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, Rudy York. I can't even remember.
Rudy York, that's kind of cool. Yeah, a lot of that was big in the 40, 50 years ago where guys would get the autograph books and just get any celebrity they saw and get them in the pages in there. And you could have, you might have Clark Gable next to Mickey Mantle next to, you know.
Well, right.
Yeah. I mean,
well, they used to stay at the Del Prado Hotel, which was in Hyde Park, the American League ballplayers in the 50s. And that was a block from where I lived. So, you know, I would go over there all the time and, you know, they say hi to Casey Stengel and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It was kind of nice.
Did you ever have a beer with Babe Ruth at McCuddy's, Bob?
No, he was I was two when he died. I
okay.
Wasn't, yeah. Okay, right. Guys.
Okay,
well,
have
thanks.
A good one.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Sure, bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Next on the line, we have Mike from the Ville. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Doing great. A little bit of a rough ride in, but I always wanted to be a rodeo guy anyway, so what the heck?
Yeah, how about it? I have a single signed Ted Williams baseball. I was just wondering what that would be worth.
Ted Williams baseballs, depending on how nice, I think are $200-$300. The last I looked, and they could be more. I guess if they're higher, right, Bill? Does that sound about right?
Well,
to you?
if it maybe has an inscription 406 or his home run numbers or things like that. But no, you're right. $200-$300 is what Williams balls are getting.
Yeah. Now we have Joe, who is one of our famous snow plowers out there on the streets. Joe, thanks for plowing the snow and make sure you get the the whole plowing from Chicago to Naperville done within the next hour. Can you do that, Joe?
Oh yeah, no problem.
Okay, what do you have?
Super truck. I actually have a few items. I have a Billy Williams autographed baseball single signature.
Billy Williams goes for about 50 or so. What's your best item, Joe?
I have two, like, vintage baseball gloves. They are old catcher's mitt, which is actually just a catcher's pad, and a five-finger glove from, they were my great-grandfather's when he was a kid.
You're not plowing over, like, a mailbox right now, are you, Joe, while you're talking to us?
No.
Okay. No, old gloves don't go for that much unless it was used by a player. Everybody seem to keep their gloves, so they typically don't go for a lot of money. So we'll let you go, Joe, so you can get back to paying attention to what you're plowing there. It's time for a short break. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. Give us a call, 312-332-3776, with your question about the value of your collectible, and we'll try to give you an estimate. You're listening to ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. Hang in there. We'll be right back. We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. We're giving away to one caller a box of Panini Select Football and a box of Top 75th Anniversary. And the winner that Vince will pick at the end of the show has to email Vince at ercdelivery.com, and then he'll set up a delivery to your home of those boxes. So give us a call with a question about a value of an item, sports, pop culture, political. If you think you might have some value, give us a buzz, and we'll try to help you out with it.
You know who's on the cover of the Panini Select box, right? You know the quarterback.
Is it Andrew Luck?
God, good guess. Good guess, yes.
I love Andrew Luck. If you love Andrew Luck, too, check out T Crown Tom. Ending tonight is, yes, National Treasures on eBay, tcrowntom.com. There's a link. He's all over my website.
Yes,
I've got flashing lights on my car. Andrew Luck for president.
Yeah, you're kind of wearing blue and white here, yeah, today, too. So.
Yeah, that's right. I did put on the Colts colors.
Yes, yes.
Well, after that Bears game, you know, I'm still a Bears fan, obviously.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, that was a brutal ending.
That was disappointing.
Oh. Gary from Arlington Heights is on the line. What do you have there, Gary?
Yeah, how you doing, Tom, Vince, and Bill? I was at 1974 when Evel Knievel jumped the Snake River. I had a ticket, and I was there when he jumped the Snake River, so I got two tickets. Excellent shape from that event.
Hmm. Bill, you have an idea on those? I've never seen any.
I don't know. I mean, there again, that's one of those things that I would love to auction, only because never seen one for sale before, and the first ones get the most. How much that is, I just don't know. I've never seen one before, but I can't imagine there aren't dozens or more people on my mailing list who would love to own those, and what they want to pay is just, we would have to find out. I can't imagine it wouldn't be a few hundred dollars or more, or stupid money. Who knows?
Gary, any idea how many tickets were sold for that? Any idea at all?
There were, I'd say, a few thousand people. They're watching them jump the Snake River at that time, and I don't know how many people have tickets, but I've never talked to anybody that does have a ticket or was there at the time of the event.
Those typically turn out to be good auction items, Gary.
Okay, well, I'll definitely get a hold of them. Who's that, Bill or Vince? And
Bill.
Yeah,
get a hold of Bill at Huggins and Scott.
Yeah, there you go. And,
yeah, Gary, give me a call during the week. That's at our number, 866-462-2273. Be happy to work with you on getting one of those in one of our upcoming auctions.
Be interesting to see what it goes for, actually.
Yeah, be happy to do that. Thanks again.
All right, very good, Gary. Next online, we've got Ed from Hoffman Estates. What's up,
gentlemen,
Ed? What do you have?
Oh, what a beautiful day out. Hey, this is what snow. I was around in Chicago in 1967.
So was I.
No, you know what that was like, Tom.
I remember jumping off the roof of our house, you know, into a snowdrift because it was only like a foot below the roof of the house. That was ridiculous.
I've got a Margaret Thatcher. It's authenticated because it had a company and letter from her secretary. I wrote to her, and she sent me a beautiful prime minister's card, and she signed it in a blue Sharpie. And it's a beautiful signature, too.
What year did you get that, Ed?
Oh, God, Tom. It had to be in the 80s when she was still prime minister.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Hey, Bill, have you ever had anything from her?
What was the name? I didn't hear
Margaret.
Her name.
Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jeez. There again. I can't remember us having anything signed by her.
So you had it authenticated, Ed, where you know for sure it's not a secretarial signature.
It's not secretarial signature. Her secretary sent me a letter stating that the prime minister was happy to accommodate my request for an autograph. And I wrote her a nice letter saying, I thank Great Britain for sticking by us, being our biggest ally in that. And she was flattered. So, and it's signed by her secretary to the letter. So,
okay.
It's authentic. Definitely authentic.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I would think that's another item that, like we said, if there haven't been a lot out there, it's a good thing to try in an auction and see what you get on it, I would think. Probably at least a few hundred dollars, you would think.
Oh, I would think on its worst day, it's a few hundred dollars.
Yeah.
Would you believe the address is 10 Downing Street, too, which was supposedly Sherlock Holmes's address.
Yeah.
That's Prime Minister of Great Britain's address. So.
Very good, Ed.
Yeah, I also have the 60s champion Chicago Bears autographs in an autograph book. I got Billy Wade and...
The 63 team?
Yeah, the guys that won the championship in the 60s.
Yeah.
Obradovich, J.C. Caroline, Rosie Taylor. I even got George Allen. I didn't get Papa Bear, though.
Yeah, that's cool, though. That's a good group. Now, you have them all in one book?
Yeah, I've got them in my autograph book. Oh, I've got a ton of autographs there. I've got Walter Payton on the same page with... Jesse Owens and Bobby Hull.
Bill Huggins, do you ever sell, you know, guys a lot of times will sell cuts out of books, but do you ever sell entire autograph books like that where it's all random
all the time, Tom? And the book that you have, that was a very common thing for people to do back then. And as Tom was saying, sometimes the variety of different venues that people gathered these items from over the course of their life or assembling this book is fascinating as to where they all came from and what the only common theme is you got them all.
The
values of those things can be astronomical. We've gotten as much as $10,000 to $30,000 for some of these autograph books.
Yeah, I've got 85 pairs too. I've got Jim Harbaugh with Jim McMahon and, Mike Tomczak on the same page in that autograph book. And I got
your values, most of the values of your autographs in that book, Ed, are going to be of the dead people, and the deader the better.
Right.
The long time old ones. Now, are those 85 Bears in the same book with the older one? Okay.
Yes, they are. They're all over the place.
Well, that would be an interesting random selection. Maybe sometime if you could get a list of Bill Huggins and then if you thought you wanted to do something. Great items, Ed. Thanks for the call. Okay, here we have the call from Tim, who stopped into T-Crown yesterday with the Chicago Bulls banner. Now, if you go on Twitter to T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. if you've been listening to the show all day today, you won't be surprised that the latest thing I tweeted about last night, about 12 hours ago, was Andrew Luck. And I have a link. I have a link to the eBay ID. But the one right before that, I have a picture of the Chicago Bulls banner that Tim brought into the store yesterday. Tim, how you doing? You want to tell us how you got this banner?
Good, Tom. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, Tom, I got a friend of mine years ago, about 7-8 years ago. He had worked for the Bulls and the White Sox, and we had opened a small store, kind of a welcoming present. So it's the banner that hung outside the stadium. It's got the Chicago Bulls NBA champion 1990 through 91 season. And on the bottom, it's got Richard J. Daley on it. So it's a good-sized banner. It's 7 feet long by 31 inches.
Yeah, the picture we have on Twitter, it's Tim's holding it up, standing on a little step, holding it up. You can't even see Tim behind it, but it's stretched out pretty well. It's a neat thing. I'm thinking probably $500 or $600 on that. Bill, have you ever had a banner like that, a seven-foot-long banner?
Oh, yeah. We've had quite a number of things like that. Several of the, the old flags that flew at the tops of stadiums when they would have the different teams and stuff that would just say Bears or Vikings or whatever, and they were about that 3-foot by 7-foot size that would fly over the stadiums. And this one, though, sounds a lot more specific. Is it dated to a certain date or a certain team, or is it just the Bulls?
Yeah, the Bulls champion. It's 90-91 season.
It says Chicago Bulls. It's got a big picture of the Bull, 1990-91 NBA champs, and then down at the bottom, City of Chicago, Richard M. Daley.
The only issue that I've had with that from a lot of people who have called up and expressed interest in that is sometimes it's, what the hell do I do with this thing?
Yeah.
I put this thing,
I'd find a spot for it, though. I'd find a spot, Tim.
You have to have at least...
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they do.
You have to have at least 8-foot ceilings wherever you're going to hang it, because it's pretty long
there.
I know.
That's become the issue.
Now, where was it originally, Tim, did you say?
It was posted outside the stadium, and it was along the street. It was it's a heavy vinyl.
Yeah.
You know how they have those flags for seasons and... You know, the holiday season, it looked like they must have put this outside the stadium after they won.
Any idea how many of those just like that they made?
No, I don't know if they strung them just around the stadium or downtown. I'm not really certain.
Yeah. Well, that's neat. Yeah, I'd say probably $500-$600, and
right.
I guess who knows. So would you all think that would be a Huggins item, Huggins and Scott auction item, Bill?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
You give a shot?
It's certainly, there again, one of those things that it's one of a kind, or certainly one of a kind that I've ever seen sold. And like I said, I keep saying this, the first one that gets sold gets the most money, If somebody sees that you sold that one for, I don't know, $2,800 in our auction, I invariably get 3 more phone calls. Hey, I have one of those,
I've got one rolled up somewhere in the
attic. They go dig them out. That's, Babe Ruth balls, when they were going for $500, it's not so much. But when they get $10,000 and $50,000, I got one of them somewhere. Go find that ball.
Speaking of the Babe Ruth balls, I was wondering, after we heard about that one ball that was actually stamped from 1927, and the week before that we had the call from the guy who had 6 Babe Ruth. Yeah, I'm wondering if his were stamped. I'd like to see... If you're out there listening again, the gentleman who had all those Babe Ruth baseballs, if you could send a scan maybe of one of them, I'd like to see if that's that same one that or one of the ones that was actually stamped. Because if they're not stamped, you're sitting on some bucks if they're as nice as he said they were. Well, thanks for the call, Tim. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. And we're taking your questions about the value of your sports or pop culture or political items. We're giving away to one caller at the end of the show. We'll do a drawing and give away a box of Panini Select football and a box of 2013 75th Topps 75th anniversary. So give us a call, 312-332-3776, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what we think your item would sell for in an auction. We've got Roger from Rockford on the line. What do you have there, Roger?
Hey, guys. I've got a, I'd say, near mint condition. I don't have it in front of me. I don't know what the exact date is, but it's the first Sports Illustrated that Hank Aaron was on the cover of. It's in mint condition. It's actually framed right now, and it has his autograph.
Now, the first Sports Illustrated, I think that was Eddie Matthews actually on the cover, not Hank Aaron.
This one, no, not the first Sports Illustrated, the first Sports Illustrated that had Hank Aaron on the cover.
Oh,
I don't know the date.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen that one. I actually have a signed copy of the first Sports Illustrated with Eddie Matthews. I love that cover. It's a great looking cover.
How many Sports Illustrated covers do you think you have that adorn your walls
at T-Crown?
You got a bunch.
There's a lot because I have all those Jordans on the wall behind the cash register. And then there's some more up along the...
Yeah, there's several pretty many. Hundred, probably? 200 to 300?
No, not that many. Maybe 50 or 60, I bet, probably.
We'll count them one day.
Yeah. when it's 18 below zero tomorrow, I'll probably have time to count my Sports Illustrateds. But anyway, I'm not sure what year that Hank Aaron is. Do you see one on eBay, Vince? Maybe Vince will see if he can find one.
I see one from 1970, May 1970.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't have been the first one. It. I don't know how many times he was on it, actually. But if we can find something on that, my guess is it would probably be $30 or $40 unless there's something special about it, Roger.
Well, he said it was signed.
Oh, it is signed also.
Yeah, it's autographed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that helps. So what
you get to be $100 to $200.
Yeah. That helps it a lot for sure. Okay, well, it's time for another short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call, and we're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. And we'll be giving away a prize to one caller. Give us a question on the item that you have. You think you might have some value. We're on till 8, and we'll try to answer it. You're listening to ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. We'll be right back.
Now, back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott. We're on till 8 a.m. taking your comments, your questions about the value of your sports collectibles, political or pop culture. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. We have a couple callers on right now. Mike from Joliet. Tell us what you have, Mike.
Tom, how you doing there? Great show.
Thanks. Doing great.
I've got a poster here from John F. Kennedy's election year when he was running for president. It's about a maybe 11 by 8 poster. It's John F. Kennedy for president. Red, and then on the bottom, vote Democratic, and it's got a picture of Kennedy on it. And my dad was a precinct captain. He's got a couple of these. And they used to hand them out. I think they used to put them on windows because it shows that the glue could be used on the front, and then you'd wet it and then moisten it up and put it right on your house window as people were walking by and things like that.
Mm. So how good a condition is yours?
It's as good as it can be.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, do you have it in a frame, or has it been rolled up? Or
no, it's flat, and I've got it in a little plastic holder right now.
Oh, cool.
But I've got more than one too. So
do you?
I've seen it. I've seen one of them put on pawn auction. You know, the Vegas show.
Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars.
Yeah,
and I think I got $150 for it. I got $150 for the one.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because I'm looking on eBay right here, and there's a bunch of them that's selling right around $150. So you're spot on with the value of that at $150.
Yeah.
What would I do if I wanted to exchange it for cash.
Give me a call there, Mike.
Where are you guys located at?
We're in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, okay. It's a little bit of a drive.
But that's not far away. You know, we get stuff sent to us all the time. But, no, give me a call. I'd be happy to discuss with you, possibly including that in one of our upcoming auctions.
And you,
it's not
you,
signed, by the way, is it?
No, it's not signed. I wish it was. It'd be worth a little bit more, I bet.
How many total do you have?
I got 60 of them.
60? Wow.
Yeah.
Are they all the exact same poster?
Same poster, same condition. They were, my dad was a precinct captain, so he used to walk around on the south side there, and I'm sure he was handing them out to the people, and he probably had some left over, and they're in a package, and you know, cleaning things up and so on. I said, geez, that's got to be worth something someday. So I kept on, and I was listening to the show today. I said, maybe I get through. So
yeah, that's very nice. So give Bill Huggins a call. What you would end up doing if they want to run it in the auction, Bill will tell you the details of how to just have the item shipped to him and insured and all that.
What's Bill's number there?
The number?
You can get me at 866-462-2273. Give me a call one day during the week this week. I'll be happy to talk to you, Mike.
And let me ask you, what's the Frank Thomas autograph ball go for now?
I have one in a Triple Crown. I'm asking $75 right now. That's Leaf authenticated. It was actually a redemption from Leaf. So, you know, in that range.
Okay.
Single sign baseball in good shape. Any other big items like back from the political stuff? Do you have any other JFK stuff besides the posters?
I'd have to look at some other things here, but
how about like campaign buttons? Do you have any of that stuff?
No, I don't. I tell you what, there's some other things I wish, you know, it's like anything else. You wish you would have saved and things like
yeah.
that, but you just didn't at the time, and those things were probably plentiful all over the place.
Yeah.
You know? But with the assassination of Kennedy and the 50-year anniversary of all that stuff, I thought maybe now would be a good time.
Yeah, it is.
It is a good time. Yeah.
Okay, Mike, we'll give Bill a call during the week. That's very good. Dan from Milwaukee is on the line. Dan, do you feel lucky that your team beat the Bears last week, or did you feel it coming all the way? You knew it was going to happen.
I think we got a little destiny going on there. I knew it was coming with Rodgers stepping back on the field, guys.
Oh, here we go. The frozen tundra destiny. I don't know.
I
think the 49ers have the potential to just run the ball right down the Packers' throats this week myself.
I think Green Bay is going to smoke them. It's not even going to be close.
Do you really?
Kaepernick will come to Green Bay. It'll be so cold. He'll just stay on the sidelines feigning an injury.
I think the 49ers are going to run all over the Packers, but I might be bitter. I may be bitter.
Just a little bit, you think?
Okay, well, back to what you have here, Dan. Tell us what you have.
Well, I have actually have two items. Okay. The first one is a first-year authentic Reebok Pro Bowl jersey for Aaron Rodgers, and it's autographed with the inscription of the first Pro Bowl on it.
That's pretty cool. How's that authenticated?
I authenticated it through PSA, and I just haven't seen another one like it. I picked it up from a friend of mine who didn't want it anymore, and I've just never seen another one like it, so I was curious.
So it's a replica Pro Bowl jersey. It's not a Pro Bowl jersey he wore.
Correct.
Yeah.
Replica.
I would still think that's probably in the $400 range maybe for Rodgers. I mean, that's good. Maybe more even.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was guessing too.
Yeah.
I've got an older Brett Favre green replica jersey, but it's got like a artist hand-painted mural of him on the jersey, and then it's got his autograph with the, you know, the Brett Favre hologram and that kind of stuff.
Do you have anything that's not a Packer related item, Dan?
I've got some Brewers stuff. Does that count?
Oh, that's funny.
Let's go.
Well, you know us up in Wisconsin here, we're pretty hardcore sports fans for the old Packers and the Brewers.
You know, speaking of Brett Favre, Huggins and Scott Auctions in their February auction. You might want to bid on this, Dan. I think this sounds like something you would really want. They have a Brett Favre game-worn jersey, the green jersey from, I think it's 1997.
Yeah, 97.
Game-worn home jersey. So I think you should be all over that one. I think what you should do is sell your autograph Favre, sell your Rodgers, and put all your money into this Brett Favre jersey, Dan.
I like your plan there, Tom.
Yeah.
There you go. Right. If not that, right into an Andrew Luck, auction that ends tonight.
Are you thinking of becoming at all a Colts fan, Dan?
it's funny, actually. I just moved from Indianapolis. So I've got all kinds of Andrew Luck gear and memorabilia as well.
Really? You do, huh? See, you got more than Packers and Brewers stuff. I knew you had other stuff, Dan.
Yeah, I guess. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Yeah. But. Do you have any of the Luck signed cards or anything like that?
Yeah, I've actually got quite a few of them. I've got a few Topps Chrome, the refractor autos and that kind of stuff.
Wow, that's good stuff.
Yeah, we just had a son recently, so I started collecting again, and we lived down in Noblesville, Indiana up until last January.
I would think that second half last night should really help the value of Luck stuff. I mean, not that it hasn't been high to begin with, but the way he was playing with the three picks, even like that third pick, though, the receiver had it and bobbled it. That seemed kind of – but still, three picks, I'm thinking that's not helping his stuff at all. It's, he had a good year, but that's not good. And then – but to come back from that and do as well as he did, that's got to help the value of his items, I would think.
Yeah, if Rodgers comes out and does really well tonight after an injury for a significant one of his career and does, you know, lights out, I mean,
that
do
would
you think
help
that's going to help,
too.
Help his stuff a lot?
Yeah. I had for about a day that one Rodgers SP Authentic rookie patch auto that that was a nice – that's a big car. That book's for like $2,500. You don't have that one, huh, Dan?
No, I don't have that one, unfortunately. I wasn't collecting back then, you know.
Yeah, that's a biggie. I think that was a redemption that you had to redeem, and it just – there's not a ton of them out there. I think there were only 99. Well, the Brett Favre jersey's still not bad. His stuff fell off some with the whole leaving the Packers and then retiring, not retiring, all that. But his stuff is still valuable, and long-term he's going to be – well, he might not even end up being the best Packer quarterback if Rodgers keeps going on the way he's going. But Favre will always be thought of as a Packer and will always have value, I'm sure.
Right.
So, yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, speaking of fast walking contests.
Here we go again.
All right. You know, we were talking a couple shows ago about Vince is a fast walker, but no, in my opinion, no one walks faster than my son, Joe. So we had a contest brewing. Well, my son, in true Seinfeld fashion, when I asked him about when it would be, he said, he chooses not to race, Vince. So I guess that maybe isn't going to happen. Maybe he's just being polite.
Maybe he's the smartest one of all of us, you know.
I do think that would have been, if we get the right day, it might happen. You never know.
Yeah.
The number here is 312-332-3776. If you're still listening after, give us a call. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. We're giving away a box of Panini Select football and a 75th anniversary box from Topps to one caller. Vince will be doing the drawing at the end of the show, and the winner will have to email Vince with the details, and ERC will deliver it right to your door, which is what ERC Delivery does, on-demand delivery.
That's right, 24 hours a day. You can call us right now.
What are some of the more unusual? Do you have like an unusual item or two that you've delivered, like a bigger awkward item that you somehow got delivered or anything that stands out, Vince?
And it's interesting why we remember certain things, but I'll never forget the day that a lady called me and wanted a refrigerator moved from her downstairs to upstairs. She called, and we just sent a couple of guys with some dollies and straps, and we did it
for her.
So
you even did that, huh? Yeah. How many stairs was it? Was it a lot of stairs?
Maybe 10 stairs with a 90-degree turn.
Vince, could you move some snow from my driveway off my driveway?
Yeah, right.
I'll see what I can do.
And not have any of it melt either.
I bet
Vince could do it. ERC Delivery could do just about anything. Yeah. I had a customer came in one day, and he has a plant company, and his truck had pulled over on the side of the road. His truck died. And he came in, he had no idea what he was going to do with it. He had to get this truck repaired. He couldn't get it going. And he actually ended up calling Vince, and Vince sent a truck out, got all his stuff off, got it delivered, and then he got the truck fixed. So ERC Delivery, ercdelivery.com. Check it out, Vince Clementi. All right, Kyle from Joliet's on the line. What do you have there, Kyle?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
I've got a Upper Deck Cincinnati Red Ken Griffey Jr. in white with red pinstripes. It was made to commemorate his 500th home run against the St. Louis Cardinals, and it's number 7 out of 50. It's autographed by Junior himself.
Okay, I'm thinking in the $300 to $400 range for one numbered to 50. That's a good item. Very nice. Rich from Barrington is next. What do you have there, Rich?
Guys, I've got two NFL balls. One is signed by Walter Payton. The other one is signed by Dick Butkus and Ray Nitschke.
Oh, Butkus and Nitschke both. Now, that's a good combo because in the old days there was always, oh, who's the best linebacker?
Yeah.
Not that Bears and Packers fans would debate about anything, but Packer fans seemed to think Nitschke was better, and Bear fans knew that Butkus was better.
Of course.
But that's a good combo. What do you think, Bill? Maybe $400 or $500 on Payton and maybe $200 or $300 on the Dick?
I think Butkus. You're right in that range, Tom. Yeah. I mean, the Payton ball is certainly the $400 to $500 range, you know, and yeah, Butkus and Nitschke, that's a neat item.
I like that combo, actually.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have those authenticated, Rich?
I have not.
Yeah. Did you get them signed in person, or how'd you get them?
I did.
Oh, well, then you know they're real, and if you're not selling them, there's no reason to pay to authenticate them, I guess.
Is that the deal? If you walked up to them in person and asked them to sign it, there's no need to authenticate them?
Well, you know they're real if you're not selling them. The problem is there's so many autographed items that are being forged and that aren't real for like a store like myself or for the Huggins and Scott auctions. They have to be authenticated because you can't be selling things that aren't real.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the only thing, Rich, is you don't come with the item.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's the deal.
You come with the item, I don't need it authenticated. And you just stand there and they put a quarter in your hand and you tell them the story.
That's a good point. Hey, I appreciate it, guys.
Okay, thanks, Rich. Next on the line, we have Michael from Evanston. What do you have there, Michael? Welcome to ESPN 1000.
Good morning. I have a Spalding wooden... badminton racket that it has leather grip, and just at the bottom of the netting it says Nassau on either side. And a neighbor who was cleaning out his house, he gave this to me back in about 1954, and I have it in a press, and it's, you know, it's straight. But I was just wondering, the netting is good.
Were you a big badminton guy in the old days, Michael?
No, I wasn't. In fact, I don't use it, and I was thinking about possibly giving it to, you know, someone as a present, but I didn't know what the value of it might be.
Bill might know more than me. I would think it's not worth a ton because
unfortunately, you know. Michael, yeah, we've had old tennis rackets, old badminton rackets, old things like that. And I mean, as Tom was mentioning before, as far as the gloves and things like that, if it could be related to a famous player that they actually used it, whole different story. But just more of a store model type, you know, racket of sorts and like that, they're probably generally in the $20 to $50 range.
Good. Sounds like a good gift to give somebody.
It does,
Michael.
Sound like a great present for somebody.
Well, it's a lady who coaches badminton at school.
Oh,
so that's
perfect gift. Yeah.
Well, okay, gentlemen.
And you'll be on her favorite list from then on.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Don from Mount Prospect is on the line. What do you have there, Don?
I've got a glove, a snap-action glove that was signed by Mark the Bird Fitterich back in the 50s. He was the glove is in excellent shape. And
Now, back in the 50s, the Bird was pitching like in the late 70s?
Yeah, then I'm mistaken then.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. But he created quite a stir with his tragedy action on the thing, and he did have a pretty good year, like 21-6 or something like that.
He was the hottest thing going when that one year of his, and I think what happened after that, Rusty Staub, the team wanted Rusty Staub to keep an eye on Fidrich, that he didn't do anything dumb and get himself hurt in the next spring training. And I think Staub looked away for a minute, and Fidrich tried to jump to catch a fly ball standing in the outfield and, like, blew out his knee or something like that and was never the same. I think that's the story, if I remember right.
Yeah.
So, but I would think there's still – now, this you have a glove, not a Fidrich game-worn glove, or is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
What type
I think it's a commercial one. And,
with the Fidrich name on it?
Yes.
Yeah,
Mark the Bird Fidrich.
That's still pretty neat. I'm thinking maybe 100, Bill. Does that sound about right?
Oh, yeah. 100, maybe even a little bit more than that.
Yeah, that's a pretty neat item. He had a horrible death, actually, where I think he got...
vehicle fell on him or something?
Or something,
as he
like
was
some
a vehicle?
Farm machinery or something like that. Yeah, it really wasn't good at all. Walt from LaGrange is on the line. What do you have there, Walt? Thanks for calling.
Two things, if I can get them in real quick. The first item, when I was in my formative years growing up in grade school and high school, I used to write to every professional team and ask them for programs, decals, whatever they could send. And sometimes I would get a letter back from a coach. And I do have, from 1968, the St. Louis Blues original expansion year. It's an embossed, it's a blue stationery with an embossed Blues logo on top, and it's a letter thanking me for the letter I wrote to them, signed by Scotty Bowman. Now, I don't have it the signature authenticated, but I've in some circles with some hockey people, and they said that's spot on. So in the event that it was his signature, it's really not so much for the signature, it's more for the letterhead in that. And
I'm thinking it might be worth more to you than it would be in the open market. Scotty Bowman's a good signature, but he's not anything really special price-wise, is he, Bill?
No, unfortunately not, Walt. I mean, you know, you're right in the fact that the letterhead and the date of the era of the thing from the late 60s is probably as much, if not more, than the signature on it.
Right, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
the other thing I've got then, real quick, I've got a Jackie Kennedy autographed. It's a magazine, and it used to belong to my mother's.
Oh, that's
mother.
Cool.
I'm not quite sure where she got it, because my mother passed away, and when I was a kid, I never really asked her.
What type of magazine?
It's after 63, because it's her, Lee Radiswell was her cousin.
Okay, yeah.
It's one of these, like a TV something magazine with a picture of Jackie and Lee Radiswell.
We're going to have to make this quick, Bill, but have you had Jackie Kennedy? I think she's a good signature.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Jackie Kennedy Onassis. Yeah, she sells for $300, $500, depending on, you know, the strength of the signature.
How it looks and everything, yeah. Now, would you want that as an auction item, Bill?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Contact HugginsandScott.com, Bill Huggins at Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're already at the end of the show. Sorry for anybody waiting. Maybe... email us your item or call next week, but it's time to do the drawing for the box of Panini Select Football and the top 75th anniversary box.
And the winner is Michael from Evanston. So go ahead and email me.
Michael from Evanston. Okay, Vince, what does Michael do now in order to get those boxes?
Email me, vince@ercdelivery.com, that you're the winner, and then I'll get back to you and set up a delivery time at your convenience.
Okay, very good. Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions, and another good job this week. Great show. Thanks for calling in with us again.
And all right, we'll talk to you next week there.
Okay, very good. We're on from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time every Sunday now. We'll be on all of 2014. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. So I want to say thanks for listening, everybody, and we hope to have a great year. And you guys, Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. And stay warm tomorrow, everybody.